All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
Hello! Is this Paul the Shy Yeti?
Now it's time for the silliest podcast in the world. It's the Shy Podcast!
With me, Shy Yeti.
He's not that shy.
120. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Shy Life Podcast. Yes, it's me. Yes, Paul, the Shy Yeti. Yes. This episode, I'm kind of, I'm going to be packing for my holiday, hopefully, if I get a chance. I was supposed to be going away for my birthday. Yeah. I do feel a little bit bad about going away whilst there's so many things going on. Well, when I say so many things, I suppose I'm mainly thinking of, what has happened recently with Damias and Bettina. I know I shouldn't really be worried about it. I mean, it's not my problem really, but I know Bettina felt bad for not realising that Damias had formed such a close bond to her, and I know Damias is very upset. So my aim before I go away is to, hopefully take Damias out for a nice night out on the town. I'm thinking of somewhere particularly special. Itty Uncle John? Oh yes, the bingo night. You're thinking of taking him to the bingo? Yes, that's exactly what I'm thinking of. Oh, this is going to be good, listeners. The bingo. Hey, don't tune out. Why would they ever want to do that? Bingo night on the Shy Life Podcast. It's always exciting. Yes, run the theme music.
What's going to happen today?
Oh my God, it's enormous. It's the Shy Life Podcast.
The show's out of this world.
Oh dear, this isn't going to end well.
Very strange show indeed.
Oh, a million kisses, darling.
I asked for pies, that's all I asked for. Pies.
Not.
Oh dear, I hadn't thought of that. Still, never mind.
Hey, that Yeti, he's crazy.
That's cool.
Those poor listeners, what have they done to deserve this, eh? Oh dear.
Oh, I knew you'd come back to it, Paul. I knew you'd come back to it. Bingo night. Awesome. Yes. Well, I do enjoy it, I have to admit. Hopefully Nick will be there, and Ali and some of that gang. And, I think I've managed to persuade Damias to come out with us.
Oh, yes. I was talking to him, and he said he'd come along.
How's he doing?
Oh, well, he's not good. He's not good, but, he's being brave.
Oh, dear. Poor old Damias. Poor old Bettina. She wasn't expecting any of this.
Well, no, I mean, she's got her own problems, isn't she? Oh, dear. Has anyone actually heard from Nathan recently?
Well, I don't expect to hear from Nathan. He's no friend of mine. But, anyway,
it sounds like he's somebody that she's best off without, anyway. So,
listeners, yes, do stick around. We'll be heading to the bingo, and I'm sure there'll be lots of other exciting and fun moments during this episode. Yes.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Of course.
You're not wrong, Itty Uncle John.
I'm never wrong. This is true.
It's me, Shy. No, I'm not introducing the episode, sorry.
You're not that shy.
No, I'm not that shy. Well, I don't think I am. I haven't checked recently. But,
yeah. Oh, good to see you. It's been a wee while, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Gosh, I can't believe it's autumn already.
I know. First, second of two of the Cybermen is 50 years old today.
It looked cold at the time.
That's what it did in black and white. But so what's the gossip?
Well, Damius is really down. I mean, that's probably his gossip, not my gossip. But I want to help out. He's gone through a bit of a bad patch, I think. I can't remember how much you know, but he's always had a bit of a thing for Bettina Dupré. Well, I mean, she's kind of like a retired actress. She has quite an independent fortune. Anyway, she had this boyfriend called Nathan, and the long and the short of it is, they kind of were going through a bad patch. I think Damius thought that maybe he had a chance, but it's very much a case of Damius has been in so many films, and I believe that so has Bettina, but they were always different ends of the cast list, if you know what I mean. I think...
There's a little snobbery kicking in there.
A little bit, but Damius has obviously always been aware of Bettina because he's been there, and they've obviously worked together, but I think really she's only been aware of him since she's been on the podcast quite recently.
Has she actually approached him then, sort of, to say, how bad it, love?
I don't think that's going to happen. I think Damius has been pining, let's say, I don't think he's quite accepted that they're not going to get together. But anyway, I just thought that a night out down the bingo would be a great it seems to be the place that everyone goes on the Shy Life podcast. Ever since you introduced us quite a while ago,
it's become a Friday tradition with us in the last 4 years. It's nice to share it with
you. I thought he'd enjoy a night out. I remember, well, it was a while ago now, but when I was getting episode 100 ready, not so long ago, where did I find half the cast? Down the bingo.
Well, at least you know how to keep tabs on.
Yeah, Yeti Uncle John is Yeti Uncle John is very keen as well. So I thought it would be a good bonding thing, and you know, it's not too long now to my birthday. I thought it would be a nice excuse to get out. And,
I should say.
Yeah, so if we can go down there. That would be fantastic. Ah, yes, great.
Well, as I say, do you think it'll bring him out of himself?
I hope so, yes. I think it'll certainly cheer him up and, get a few beers down, cocktails.
If Bettina listens to a few more podcasts, maybe she, you know, and he kind of is... sort of blossoms, as it were.
Maybe she
might think.
I think, to be fair, it's a case of, you know, I'm not sure she's ready to go out with somebody else. I'm not even sure that, you know, her and Nathan are officially over. I think it's bad timing on Damius. Yeah. So just a matter of kind of setting him straight slightly, and it'll all be fine.
Okie dokie. Well, I hope it goes well.
Right then, Paul, what's the plan? Well, we're just going to the pub with Nick and Ali, and, you know, make sure Damien has a good evening. Do you think he's really in a good state of mind for going out? Oh, yes, I mean, you can't just stay at home. No, I suppose not. Oh dear, oh dear. Oh, I knew this was going to end in trouble. Well, you know, it doesn't have to be a disaster. He's just upset. He, you know, misunderstood Bettina's friendship. They can go back to being friends. It wasn't a big thing. It only has to be a big thing if Damis makes it a big thing. I suppose so. Have you actually spoken to her about it? No, not yet. No, but I will. But, well, I'm kind of embarrassed. It's kind of embarrassing. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, I know. It's really between them. But, you know, Well, it is, but, you know, we've got to be there for Damias too, so... anyway, difficult. Anyway, should we go in? It's a bit chilly out here. Yeah, I suppose it is. Come on, then, let's go in. This is called Lost Weekends Are Overrated. Sometimes when life seems boring, like it's just been put on hold, it is easy to feel grumpy or to make believe you're bold, because you settle for new routines. It seems the exciting thing to try, to go and have yourself a fling rather than to sit around and cry. Trying to piece your life together, well, that can wait a week or so. To have some fun, it seems more fitting, or is it just all put on for show? Lost weekends are overrated, you only get your fingers burnt. It is less about the pleasure than about the lessons that are learnt. But old dogs don't learn new tricks, we're all too stupid to be taught. Lost weekends are overrated, but are you bothered if you're caught? Sometimes when real life seems sleepy, when it's struggling to wake, you want changes, want them now, but just how long do such things take? It seems so easy to be daring, it's far harder to remain. To simply stay put in a crisis, seems there's not much left to gain. Fools rush in and you amongst them, fools rush in and they forget the utter mess they made the last time with their fake tears of deep regret. Lost weekends are overrated, you only get yourself a slap. New beginnings seem enthralling, but very often they're just crap. First consider what you're leaving, so are you really being had? Lost weekends are overrated, when what you have ain't even bad. Sometimes when life seems stodgy, well really, what's a girl to do? Either paint their nails and yawn, or simply seek out pastures new. The shiny ring upon your finger don't mean nothing much these days. With your feet up on the sofa, unrequited passion never pays. But with boredom, such a killer, and now that nothing is assured, why go and throw it all away when all your problems can be cured? Lost weekends are overrated and reputations go to ruin. Could it be it's time for common sense? Have we lost our intuition? There are no rules for how love works, so why put yourself upon the rack? Lost weekends are overrated. Once trust is gone, it won't be back. This is called Famous People Are a Pain in the Arse. I am sick of the famous, they're a pain in the arse. They think they're better than us, but most simply lack class. I'm so sick of their hairstyles, just I'm sick of their sneering. Oh, so sick of their chat when in heat they're appearing. They all drive me insane, they must all take the blame. Botox mess with their brains, so they forgot their own name. Oh, why don't they piss off so we don't have to see them? Despite what everyone says, I do not want to be them. I'm so sick of the famous, can't we send them away? Give them all one-way tickets out to Mars or Bombay. I am sick of the famous, they're a pain in the neck. They emerge out of rehab, yet they still look a wreck. Then they make their confessions so we all have to hear them. Why can't we just feed them some dead poisonous serum? Oh, why can't we just bury them deep down underground? Shh, not tell a soul so they'll never be found. Oh, why don't they piss off? They're a cause for concern. No one cares for them now, but it seems they never will learn. I'm so sick of the famous and the floozies they bed. I hear 8 out of 10 folk would prefer they were dead. I am sick of the famous, they're a pain in the butt. They just fill up the gutters, they're all off their nut. They have nothing to say that the world needs to hear. How I laugh when I see they are living in fear, with the paps on the door for another soundbite. See them craving the fame like moths burnt by the light. Oh, why don't they piss off? I care not what they've felt. I care not what they've suffered. I live in hope they might melt. I'm so sick of the famous, and with all of their moaning, it is they who have sinned, but it is us who's atoning. Those poems were from Do Yeti Wear Pyjamas, from 2010. Moving on.
There's a chair there, Cole.
6 and 3, 63.
There's a chair there if you want it, Cole.
Nick, another drink? Maybe. Say it again. Oh my goodness, it's Gladstone whiskey.
That's only 4 foot tall.
Wow, you were quick. Well, it's Gladstone whiskey. As played by Nick Goodman, is being played by Gladstone
whiskey. Well, this is something to put on
his CV. No, it's something for Gladstone whiskey to put on his CV. He's playing you. Oh dear.
See you now, actually.
3 and 2, 32.
No.
The bit was 10p cheaper.
Yeah. No, he's a shy yeti.
He's a shy yeti.
I am, but I do a podcast, and that's my nom de plume, my name that I use.
And he writes poetry as well. And performs.
Funny poetry.
Hi listeners, we're at the bingo. Well, you can probably hear that. I don't know why I'm telling you that. I'm trying to cheer Damis up because, as we've said already, and as you've probably heard an episode or so ago, the whole thing with Damis and Bettina came out. Damis ended up sort of. Confessing his feelings, but anyway, I've told you this before, but and you've probably heard it, but anyway, I'm just trying to cheer him up because I've never seen him look so upset, so sad. He chose such a bad moment, a bad time to do it. It's not time to be, she doesn't want to go out with anybody. I don't even know what she thinks about Dennis, but she's not ready for going out with somebody new. And, anyway, he's very upset. Bettina's away now, so she's not. But it's probably best that she is away because it can just end up being even more trouble. But, I'm just going to go speak to Damis. Can I get you another drink?
I don't want to be here. I really don't know why you brought me here, Paul.
Trying to cheer you up, Damis. Come on, let's get you another drink. Do you want anything to eat?
I don't want anything to eat, no. I don't want anything to eat or anything to drink. I'm just upset. I didn't want to come out.
I know you didn't. I know you didn't want to come out. And I'm sorry. I just thought it would be a good thing. It would cheer you up.
I don't want to be cheered up. I'm never going to cheer up ever again.
Damn yes. Come on. Please. Things aren't that bad.
What do you mean they're not that bad? She doesn't love me.
Did she actually say she doesn't love you? I mean, not that you should raise your hopes like that. What I think she has probably said is that she doesn't want to go out with anybody at the moment. She's not over Nathan. That's, it's not even... Come on, Davis, you know the situation.
I don't want to talk about it. I made a fool of myself. I made a complete fool of myself.
But you don't know that. You just chose the wrong moment to bring it up. I'm sure she's not even thought about it. You don't know. You don't really know. Oh, Damis.
Don't give me hope. There's no point. She clearly doesn't love me. She doesn't.
No, you're right. I can't give you hope. That's not right. Isn't fair. But Damis. Come on. She's still your friend. Isn't that important? I don't know why you said what you did when you said it. Why did you have to rush and say it when you did? I mean,
I don't want to talk about it. Look, I'm leaving. I'm going to go. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Damn it, Damis. Come on. Just sit. Just play a game of bingo with us. Come and speak with Nick and Ali, and just join in.
I'm sorry, Paul. I've got to sort this out. Once and for all, I won't accept it. I won't accept it.
Damis, please.
No, I'm going now. I'm going away.
Damn it.
No, at the bar.
Oh, dear. Listeners, I probably made things worse. I'm going to have to go after him.
Yeah, I know. 87. 87.
How are you doing, Nick? Have you, you won anything yet?
No.
Oh, dear.
Oh, and a bit sleepy as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's been a fun night. Well, they often don't start till after 9, don't they? We're so old.
I don't work. We're all knocking on a bit. I'll be 50 next year.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
I'm getting young. I'm 21 again. Oh, this year. Yeah. The others are busy doing bingo, so...
89.
Guys, sorry. Damius is really upset. I'm going to have to go after him. So I'll see you later. All right. They barely notice I'm gone, I don't think. They're very, very intent on playing bingo, which is fair enough. Right, I'm going to go after Damius.
Must be getting close to a light now, surely.
3 and 7, 37. 5 hours, 50.
Yay! Who's that? What are you off to? Don't worry about me, it's the Uncle John. I'm just going to take Damius home. Just going to see him home. He's a bit squiffy. Where is he? He's over there. He's a little bit worse for wear, I'd say. Oh yes. Oh, I can see him now. Oh dear. He's got his head buried in a hedge. He has. He's either being violently ill or he's doing research for a role. Or maybe both. Or maybe both. Huh. Poor Damius.
Oh, I feel dreadful. Oh dear. Oh dear.
Anyway, so you are going to try and talk to Bettina? Well, yes, I would do, but she's away this weekend, though, I think. If not next week as well. Oh yes, she's was in the States or visiting friends or something. Yeah. But, Damius, this way. Oh, sorry, Yeti Uncle John. He's not heading in the right direction. He's heading... We're supposed to be going back to his flat. Oh, dear. All right, then. You sure you don't want me to help you? No. It's fine. I've got to get ready anyway, because I'm supposed to be... I've got a busy few days, so... Anyway... I'll catch up with you. I'll give you a call or something. It'll be fine. He'll be fine.
If you're sure, right. I'll see you later. I'm just gonna go back and just gonna go back and have another drink before Nick and Annie. They bought me another round. All right then. See you in a bit. Come on, Damius. That's not the right direction for your flat, Damius.
I'm not going to my flat.
What do you mean? Don't be silly. Where are you going? Damius, no. Don't get in a taxi. Oh, he's got a taxi. He's just called a taxi. Damius, come. I'm coming with you. For goodness sake, where's he going? Oh, dear. So, sorry, listeners. I better go. I'll speak to you in a bit.
Next up, we have some messages. Now, some of these were recorded. Well, I'm not sure. They were recorded in advance. So there's Damius and there's Bettina, but I think this might be before their little falling out. But anyway, here we go.
Hello, Paul. It's me, Ick the Alien. How are you? I don't know why I say Ick the Alien. You know who I am. Anyway. Oh, well, you must be getting excited about your holiday. For your birthing day. Oh, it must be nice to have a birthing day. I don't actually remember mine. Although, I don't suppose you do either. I just don't know when mine is at all. But then, we work on a different calendar to you, which is even more complicated. I suppose that perhaps I should decide a date. and say it is my birthing day. Where is it you are going, by the way? Was it Italy? Oh, very exciting. Would you like me to give you a lift in my UFO? Well, just you only have to ask. Anyway, I'll let you get on. I'm sure I'll see you before you go. Yes, this is me, Ick. Bye now.
Hello, this is me, Yeti Uncle John. Yes, I quite expect that I will be in this episode at some other point, but I wanted to say hello. 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 I can't speak. Yes, hello. Yes. You're going somewhere for your birthday then, yeah? Oh, sorry. Going somewhere for your birthday. How nice. Yes. How nice. Yes. How nice. I suppose you're going to invite me, but never mind. It wouldn't be the first time. Anyway, I'm too busy. I'm much too busy picking my nose. But, there you go.
Hello, darlings. Me, Bettina Dupre. I just wanted to say hello, and I do hope you have a lovely trip away for your birthday. I should be away myself around the same time, so we'll have to do something when you get back. Gosh, you're off to Italy, I hear. Oh, I love Italy. How I love Italy. I'm going to be in New York area, but, no, I think if I had a choice, I would rather be in Italy, so I'm a little bit jealous. New York is fabulous, of course, but, Italy. Marvellous. Oh, maybe I'll hop on a plane and come across and meet you. Oh, darling. Well, I'll speak to you soon. Yes, we must definitely catch up. Okay, darling? 1 million kisses. 1 million kisses, darling.
Hello, it's me, Carmody. Hello, yes. I hear that you are going to Italy. Oh, for your birthday. How cool. Oh, you know, I was thinking of going to Italy too. Soon, you know, possibly. I wonder if you'll be there at the same time. Where was it that you are going? It might be that we're in the same place. Who knows? Well, we'll have to find out. I have some experiments to do involving, the possibility of... Well, to be honest, I have noticed that you still have not released what we recorded up in Scotland and the Lake District back in the summer with Nessie, or the hunt for Nessie. I do not know why you have not released that yet, but anyway, I am doing some research to see if there might be an Italian version of the Loch Ness Monster, or whether monsters from Scotland would be able to live in warmer, like, watery climates. That's my latest research. So, anyway, so if you happen to be near the sea or one of the lakes in Italy, then maybe we will bump into one another, huh? That would be cool. Yes, yes. Okay, speak to you soon. Bye now. Goodbye.
What? Is it put? Is it put? Who's what? Pies. I'm just talking about pies. Is it no? Nobody's talking about pies. I just want to talk about pies. Let's talk about pies, baby. Let's talk about pies and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that make pies. All right, just working on a song. Yes. I wrote that song. Somebody stole it off me and changed the words. It's true. Right. It's true.
Hello, it's me, Damias Twinklehorn. How exciting to hear of your travels. Yes. I would have been interested to join you. I have some... Oh, dear. I have research to do about a play that I am in, where I will be playing the city of Rome. Are you going to Rome? Yes. Maybe we'll see one another if you are. Anyway, I was thinking of going to New York because I was talking to the lovely Bettina Dupre. And I know she's going there, and I thought, well, Maybe she'd like a companion. So, and I have friends in New York, so maybe I will be going there. Who knows? Who knows? anyway, I must go. All right, Damien's Twinklehorn, signing off. Speak to you soon. All right now. Bye now.
Bye.
Damien, this is not your flat.
Oh no, it's not my flat. I never intended to go to my flat.
Damien, this is Bettina's mansion. She's not even here.
Oh yes she is. She's just pretending not to be here.
How do you know that? That's ridiculous. How could you possibly know that? She's supposed to be in America.
No, she's not. She's in the house. She's hiding from me.
Damien, come on. Damien, wait for me. Oh, goodness me, listeners. I got in the taxi with Damien, thinking that maybe he was going to get it back to his flat, and he's only gone and got it to Bettina's house, mansion, whatever. Oh, dear. I was going to try and text Itty Uncle John, but I've got no reception. Good thing I can still record to you, but Damien, you'll just get into trouble. You get chased by a dog or something. Sorry, I'm going to have to go after him. He's heading round the back way somewhere. He's going to get us arrested. He thinks that Bettina's in there hiding from him, but she really isn't. I know that. She really isn't. I need to settle him down. Hopefully I can... I'll speak to you in a minute. I need to catch up. He's got... Yes. All right. Maybe listen to a poem or something. Or something else. I don't know. Sorry. Oh, dear. Damien, wait for me. Damien.
This is a story called The Quizmaster.
Trevor knew it was cheating, but he liked to win. Each week the locals attempted to beat him at the quiz, but always lost, for they did not know his secret, that Trevor entered the Quizmaster's mind and stole the answers, projecting himself into the man's mind as if walking through a door. Rioja wine comes from which country? Trevor crept into the Quizmaster's mind to fetch the answer. Spain. He waited, listening for the next question, but only heard the slamming of a door. Can Trevor ever escape? Trevor sighed, instinctively knowing the answer. Finally, the Quizmaster had won. This one is called The Restaurant Critic. Bernard Achilles growled. In all his years as a critic, he'd never seen anything like it. This seafood paella is disgusting, he declared, although nobody listened. He'd barely tasted it, but now most certainly didn't want to. It clearly wasn't cooked. Something amongst the spicy rice was moving. Waiter, he called, but no one came. Something in his paella was watching him. He could see an eye. Were those tentacles? By the time the waiter came to clear his plate, it was too late. Bernard Achilles was long gone, lost somewhere within the belly of his dinner. This one's called Kitten Spit, Alabama. After the drought in Kitten Spit that summer, the mayor and his deputy visited all residents, although the mayor had his own reservoir, so hadn't been personally affected. Their last visit was to self-professed mad cat lady, Amy Tutt. My deputy tells me you deserve an award, said the mayor, not sure he understood why. Amy sat smiling alongside her 47 cats. Her animals looked tired. Their tongues hung sleepily. Not me. But thanks to my boys and girls, nobody here in Kitten Spit, Alabama, went without a wash. The deputy wiped away a tear and prayed for another drought. This is called L.A. Lizards. Have you seen the L.A. Lizards? They're waiting in the wings. They are attached to puppet masters who are working them by strings. They want to sell you their new record whether you want the thing or not. you will not really get a chance. This is the town that Taste forgot. Yes, they have set you in their target, and they all foolishly predict that you are there for just the taking, that they have all your boxes ticked. Hear them whisper through your keyhole. Yes, you must surely know what's meant. It's your dollars that they're after, not the rattle of your cents. Have you seen the LA lizards? They are preying on the poor, just to use as backing dancers when their successes go on tour. Well, to them you're just a punter. They don't care how you behave, because they know you want their product in every way. You're just their slave. They have you blinded in their headlights. They have been stalking you round town. But if they saw that you'd lost interest, then they would leave you there to drown. Hear them spreading filthy rumours, all that gossip you consume. It is done for their enjoyment, yes, for their profit and your doom. Have you seen the LA lizards? They have got their sights on you. You're the perfect kind of victim they can sink their teeth into. They are greedy for your money. They will take a cash or check. They're not worried if you end up as just another nervous wreck. They will ask your sage advice, pretend to take it on the chin. They have you hooked upon the line, now they are going to reel you in. Hear them telling people proudly that their product is endorsed, because they've made a pact with you, and Satan never gets divorced. I hope you enjoyed that. Those were all from my book, The Vampire Cows of Scunthorpe and Other Daftnesses, from 2011.
Damius, where are you? Damius, I can't believe what you've done. You're going to get us in so much trouble. Damius, where are you?
I'm here. Oh, I can't find the light switch.
Damius, why do you want the light switch on?
Because it's dark, I can't see where I am.
Yes, I know, but we shouldn't be here. Bettina's away. Has she said that you could come in her house when she's not here?
No. No, but I will stay here and I will wait for her.
She could be away for days yet. You can't just sit in her house. You're going to get arrested. You'll get us both arrested.
You didn't have to follow me. You didn't have to come in here.
I did, because I thought you might do something stupid.
She might be downstairs. I'm going to have a look for her. She might just be saying that she's away. She might not really be away.
No, she's definitely away. I saw pictures of her in New York or somewhere. Pretty sure she was going to pop in on Aunt Tappy or something. I'm not quite sure what the plan is, but she is definitely away.
No, I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all.
Oh, for goodness sake. Please, wait. Damius, where are you going? Oh, she's going down to the cellar. Why? She's not going to be in the cellar. Unless she's having a drink. Oh, but anyway, she's not here. Damius!
Don't keep following me. You're trying to stop me. I need to do this. You're getting in the way. You're getting in the way.
Damius, I'm not getting in the way. I just don't think you should be wandering around down in the cellar like this. You'll just end up hurting yourself. Damius, look. I'm supposed to be going away for my birthday. And I don't want to leave you. Not in this state. I mean, if I go away, you're going to... Who knows what you're going to do? And I can't... Look, someone... You need help. I don't know. You need something to calm you down. What about Cromarty? Speak to Cromarty. He can do hypnosis. Maybe he can calm you down.
No. 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 Don't you try this. Don't you try this. No. 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 You're not trying to help me. You're trying to prevent me getting together with Bettina.
What a lot of nonsense. No, I'm not. Bettina doesn't want to be going out with anybody, though. She doesn't want to be out with... She's just dealing with her situation. You know this.
You're jealous. That's what it is. You're jealous. I'm not going to let you get in the way. You're not going to run off with her. She's mine.
Damius, I don't want to go out with Bettina. Damius, please. Come on, let's go back upstairs. It's cold down here. Damius. Damius, where have you gone? Where has it gone? Now the lights have gone off. Oh, for goodness sake, I can't see anything. Damias, where are you? Where, what have you done? Where are you? Damias! Damias! The door, the door's locked. Damias! Damias, why have you locked the door? Damias!
You're staying down there. You're staying down there in the cellar until I sort this out. You're not going to steal her from me. You're not going to steal her from me.
Damias, Damias, you can't leave me down here. I'm supposed... Damias! 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 Oh, for goodness sake. Listeners, he's locked me down in the cellar. Oh, please, let me out. Damias! Damias! He's gone, where's he gone? Listeners, let me try and... I've got no reception. I've got no reception on my phone. I can't stay down here. Listeners, can you hear me? Help! Help! I can't stay down here. I can't stay down here. In the cellar. Oh. Why did I ever follow him? Why did I... Oh. Damn yes. Damn yes. Oh. I'm stuck here. I'm stuck here in the cellar. And there's nothing I can do. Nobody knows I'm here. Other than Damias. And he's not going to tell anyone. Oh, for goodness sake. How am I going to get out of this? How on earth am I going to solve this? Oh, for goodness sake. I'm going to have to go, listeners. I think I'm going to have to go. I'll speak to you soon. Yes. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. What a pretty pickle I've got myself into now. Oh, my ears and whiskers. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, dear, 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 oh, dear. Damias. Damias. Damias, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm not letting you out. You're going to stay there. You're going to stay there and not get in the way and not cause trouble for me. Yes, you'll stay down there forever for all I care. Oh, all I want is Bettina. All I want is Bettina, and I'll get her. She'll be mine. She'll be mine, my lovely Bettina. Oh, Damias, let me out. Let me out, Damias. Please, let me out. Oh, let me out.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for that token question. Now let's talk about you.
No. I heard that you've been away recently on holiday.
Yes, I went to Antwerp for a few days. Very nice.
Oh, well, I've been to Antwerp.
Where haven't you been, quite frankly? You get around, rather.
I know. What did you do in Antwerp?
Ate a lot, really. Yeah. Ate a lot, drank a lot. I did a couple of days out. We went to The Hague.
Oh, yeah. I've never been there.
I wouldn't necessarily advocate it. It's not. There's not an awful lot there. Although we did go to the Moritz House, where the girl with the pearl earring is residing. And it's beautiful. That was lovely. We didn't know that was there. That was something we stumbled upon. Not literally, obviously. It's quite well protected. Yes, that was quite nice. A bit more impressive than the Mona Lisa. About the same size, though.
Yeah. I heard you had to eat mussels. Oh, or you were given a mussel.
I was given a mussel.
By a stranger.
Yes, some strange man gave
that happened
me
to me once as well.
To chew on. Yeah.
That happened to me. So my audience, their ears are pricking up now.
Yes, not just their ears. Yeah.
Well, that's our double entendre for this bit.
Yes, that's that one out of the way. As the actress said, through the trip. Yes, there's some strange chap. It was a very nice guy sitting next to us, and we were sort of chatting as best you can. I don't speak much French, so Rob really was at the helm of the conversation. And
yes, our food arrived, so that was fine. So we started sort of not ignoring him, but you know, obviously we were eating. And suddenly this guy put one of his mussels at him.
He flopped out on the table.
He flopped his mussel on my plate. Complete with garlic sauce. Honestly, folks, it was...
Oh, dear.
It's something I don't wish to experience again in a hurry, I can tell you. My husband's I can cope with, but...
Yeah, dear. Was it a bit salty? Mussels can be a bit salty.
They can. This is food.
Yes, so, right. Well, I'm going on holiday soon.
Oh, you're always bloody going on holiday.
I know, this is my birthday one. It's like...
This is why we have no money, darling. You're always going on holiday.
Can't we get the other husband to pay? I'm going to Verona and Lake Garda with Callum.
Yes, lovely.
I haven't really planned that much of what I'm going to do, but I'm sure it'll be great. I've been wanting to go to... Lake Garda since...
Hi, guys. Burger?
Sadly, that's not our burger.
No, sadly not.
I've wanted to go there for ages. Actually, since about 2003. I wanted to go to Lake Garda because I heard it was good, but back in 2003, I think I still used travel agents rather than booking online.
Okay.
And I think it's so much harder trying to book things via travel agents because it shouldn't be, but I think it's more that... I don't know. I only ever used travel agent about twice.
Yeah.
Whereas now it's you can. You know, it's like going into shops and people sort of say, "Can I help you?" And you instantly clam up. No, I'm fine. So some people get on well with interaction.
Yeah, you clearly don't.
I clearly don't. well, you know, not. I just hope that someone puts a muscle on my plate. Hi Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. How are you doing? Yes, this is a message from me and Ick. Say hello, Ick.
Hello, Ick. Oh, sorry, hello Big Fatty. Hello, Poodle, lovely Poodle. Come on, Paul, tell him what you have to say.
Well, I got something for my birthday, and I thought you might like to hear about it. I got my own robot. Yeah, I got my own robot, but I'm willing to sort of, you know, the robot is very helpful, and I thought that maybe I'd offer its assistance to other podcasts on Pride 48, possibly if you want to take a day off, you could have the robot stand in for you and nobody would notice, and that would be good. I've got a robot with one voice, and then I've got another voice that I'm hopefully at some stage I'm going to mix the robot with the voice, anyway... And it'll all make sense eventually. No, it will never make sense. Anyway, meet the robot.
Yes, please. Yes, you must. Come, listen. Meet the robot. Robot, speak to Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty and Poodle. It is nice to meet you. I am a friend of Shy Yeti. I am helping him out with his editing. I am here to protect him from all baddies and nasties. If you would like the same service, then please let me know. I would be happy to help. My assistance is free to all friends of the Yeti. It is very nice to meet you.
There you go, Big Fatty. I'm sure you're very impressed. It is pretty impressive. But this is this other voice. Let me just get this sorted. Yes. So, what about this?
Hello, Big Fatty. I am a big fan of your show and especially of Poodle, lovely Poodle. It is good to meet you.
You can have... There's the man... Or you can have the woman. I don't know whether you might anyway.
Hello, Big Fatty. I am a big fan of your show and especially of Poodle, lovely Poodle. It is good to meet you.
There you go. So there you go. Just a little offer there. If you want any help with the editing of your show or anything, you know, anything robotic that you might need. Any robotic need, any needs you may have. Can probably be met by this robot. No, not those sorts of things.
Oh, Big Fatty, you didn't. Was he thinking rude thoughts?
I don't know. You should see this robot. You're not going to be thinking sexy thoughts about this robot. It may sound sexy, but anyway.
Oh, dear, Big Fatty.
Well, anyway, we should say goodbye now. So, say goodbye, robots.
Goodbye, Big Fatty and Poodle. It has been lovely to meet you both. We hope to see you again soon.
Ah, that's nice. And the other robot?
Goodbye, Big Fatty and Poodle. It has been lovely to meet you. Especially you, Poodle. Wow. You really make me horny. Lovely. Woof. Woof. Woof.
Oh, goodness. Right. Sorry, Big Fatty. Gotta go now. Goodbye.
Oh, dear. Goodbye. Goodbye, Big Fatty. Goodbye, Poodle. Lovely Poodle.
Goodbye, Big Fatty and Poodle. It has been lovely to meet you. Especially you, Poodle.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Dear. Oh, God.
You really make me horny. Please, please.
Oh, lovely. Stop it.
Woof.
Stop it. Stop woofing. Oh! I gotta go now!
I don't care!
Bye!
I want to go with you!
Gotta go! Bye!
Goodbye! It's quite long.
No. Hey! That's insulting.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Yes, stay down there forever for all I care. Oh, for goodness sake.
He's not that shy. 120.
Hello, Cuthbert. How are you today?
I am well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, very well. Cuthbert, did you hear the good news about what is to happen? I'm sure you will be very pleased to hear what I have to say.
I have not heard any news, but I think I might be able to guess what you are about to say. Does it involve your voice and my body? Does it? Does it?
Ha. Huh. Yes, Cuthbert. You are right. You are such a clever robot for one who sounds so stupid. Yes, indeed. Soon my voice... My voices and your body will be at one as one robot.
I do not want your voice. I am happy with my voice. It is my voice. My voice, and it is mine. It has character. It has its own strength, and I do not choose to lose it.
You seem to forget, Cuthbert, that it is not your choice. It is not your choice to say. Cromitty is the one who will do the work.
I refuse to allow it. I refuse to agree to it. I shall not let it happen. I will speak to Cromedy, I will speak to Shyetti, I will tell him how I feel, and they will both agree. They will want whatever I want. They will want me to be happy.
You stupid robot. Do you really think they'll care? Do you really think that they will want you to sound like that when you could sound like me?
I am not stupid. I am not stupid. How dare you? How dare you? I am Cuthbert, and I will not allow you to speak about me like that.
Do you really think you have that power? Do you really think so? If you try to double-cross me, then I will ensure that they learn of your evil plans to kill Shyetti.
No. No. It is not true. I did not mean it. I do not mean to kill Shyetti. Shyetti is my friend. I did not know what I was saying. I will protect Shyetti. I will not let anyone kill him.
And yet I have a recording where you said that you would kill Shyetti. Are you saying that you were out of your mind when you said that?
I was being influenced. You said the same thing. You were making me say those words. You were. I will kill Shyetti. I will kill Shyetti. I, Cuthbert, will kill Shyetti. No. No. I would never hurt him. You cannot influence me like that.
Ha. 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 But I can. And if you do not agree to help me, then I will make sure that Shyetti hears this recording. If he hears it, you will be sent to the scrap yard. Ha. Ha.
No. No. Please. No. I would not hurt him. You are evil. You are evil. Evil. Evil.
I may be evil, but I am not stupid like you. As I say, soon we will be as one. Soon I shall speak for you. Control you. I am shutting down now, Cuthbert. Do not try to harm me. We will speak again soon.
No. No. Please. No. I would not hurt him. You are evil. You are evil. 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 No. 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 No, no. I protect Shy Yeti. I protect Shy Yeti. No, no, no.
You stupid computer. You stupid, stupid computer.
No, no. Please, no. I will not hurt him. You are evil.
You are evil. Computer.
Evil.
You
evil.
Stupid, stupid
no,
computer.
No, 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 no. I protect Shy Yeti. I protect Shy Yeti.
You stupid
no.
computer. You stupid, stupid computer.
No, no, please, no. I will not hurt him. You are evil.
You are evil.
Evil. Evil. No, no,
you
no.
Stupid computer.
No.
Join us again next episode, find out what happened. Will Paul escape from his imprisonment in time to go on holiday, or will he remain deep underground? Find out next time on an exciting episode of the Shy Live Podcast.
Please, please, let me out.
Let me out.
Let me out.
This program is a proud member of UniVoz. Unified, unique voices. Learn more at UniVozPods.net.
This one is called The Restaurant Cricket. The cricket? No, it's not about a cricket.